Scripture begins in Genesis 1 and 2 with a very straightforward account of the origin of the universe and the earth and everything on the earth. Scripture opens with one very clear, unmistakable statement. It is this, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That is not an ambiguous statement. That is not an unclear statement. That is, frankly, not a statement that needs any explanation. Pre-Darwin, no one was confused by it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. From there, the first chapter of Genesis proceeds to tell us that in 6 24-hour days, God created everything that exists. It is so simple and so clear and so unmistakable that even a small child can understand Genesis 1. But as simple as even the first statement, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," is, it is at the same time an illustration of the profundity with which God speaks in simple language. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. A child can understand it. And yet, in those simple, clear, unmistakable words, there is massive, massive, profound data. Herbert Spencer, a non-Christian scientist, hailed as one worthy of many prizes in science, died in 1903. His greatest achievement, Herbert Spencer, was that he discovered the categories of the knowable. That is to say, he determined that everything that exists fits into one of five categories. This was hailed as a massive, massive cataloging of realities. Spencer said, everything fits into one of these categories: time, force, action, space, matter. And he was hailed by the scientific community. Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, that's time; God, that's force; created, that's action; the heavens, that's space; the earth, that's matter."